FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos.
Hello, welcome.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Great.
Good vibes brilliant. Around today. Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good. Jade said she's in an alternative universe this morning because I'm wearing a white shirt.
Yeah, white shirt, light jacket.
I had my work pass today. Super organised.
Maddie,
I'm all over it.
Always forgets his pass to get in and out of the building here.
Yeah.
And today he had it. And I'm thinking, this is just bizarro world right
something's
now.
Something's weird is going on.
Do you think?
Because you two are spending so much time together.
I'm rubbing off on him.
Well, no, I was
he's becoming more organized.
Bodies.
No, it's actually because I'm sleeping in more because Jade's picking me up, of course. Yesterday, what a drama. Even you got involved,
Crevo. Yeah. Oh, God. Getting dragged into Treegate, as
two
I'm calling
it. 150-kilogram trees to be shifted and put into Jade's front yard.
And you guys did a great job helping me.
And what did Jade do when we arrived to move the trees?
Took pictures of us.
Wait, guys, stand a bit more to the left. I need to take a good picture.
It was a good moment. Team bonding exercise.
No, you say that. What did your husband say? He got out of that one again.
He loved the trees.
You now have to walk sideways in Jade's yard.
Yeah, no room.
Or with your shoulders bunched up like Mick Jagger, because the gap between the yard, like, fence and your wall is so narrow now.
Yeah, but Ben and I are little people. We're little people, so we fit perfectly.
You can walk forwards almost.
Yes.
All I can say is you don't do things in halves, Jade.
What do you mean?
Well, there's no screwing around, you know? You either get obsessed with something to the point where it's overkill or you're not into it at all.
Well, that's true. There's so many plants there. It looks like Jade's running a black market nursery.
I like the jungle. I like the feeling of being in the jungle.
What did you say yesterday? You're trying to replicate Fern Gully.
Yeah, you know the
in Broad Meadow.
That's what I was telling the man who was picking the trees up from me. He was like, what?
He looked like...
And I was like, oh, don't worry.
He looked so confused.
Yeah.
11 days until your birthday, Jade.
Yay, it's my birthday.
Yeah, how old are you turning?
21.
Interesting thing that we were chatting about last week that you want to get done before your birthday, and you're trying to reel me into it, so I thought we'd have a chat about that next.
Okay.
It's Jade's big birthday treat for herself. I'll tell you more after Pink, Blow Me, One Last Kiss at New FM. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo are 18, the top in Maitland today. A few showers about later on and we're talking Jade's birthday surprise.
As far as cosmetic procedures go, Botox is generally considered relatively low risk, but there is an ugly side to the quick fix.
It's Jade's birthday in 11 days, just in case you didn't know. And since I've known you, Jade, I haven't actually heard you come to us and say... I get Botox, but you do.
Mm.
How often are you getting the jab?
On the weekly or?
No, 6 monthly.
6 monthly.
This fascinates me because my friends from Sydney also get Botox and I've never had it.
No.
And I feel sometimes pressured into getting it. And having a chat to Jade the other day, she's like, you know what, Maddie, it's a preventative. And she goes, you need to get it just to, you know, stop any wrinkles forming in the future.
Mm. Maddie, you've got great skin, don't do it.
I don't think I'm going to. But then Jackson yesterday, chatting around the team, also suggested that it is a preventative and that I should get it. Jackson, you're on the Botox. Too, yeah?
Yeah, because it saves your skin from wrinkling in the long term.
Mm, it's
don't
really
do
good
it,
for
Maddie.
You.
I said to Jade, it'd be really interesting to do this on the show and, like, film you getting Botox live. It fascinates me. Does it fascinate you, Crevo?
Oh, I'd be interested to watch one time, but I feel like that's where my interest in the activity would end.
Am I getting free Botox for my birthday?
Well, too expensive.
Well, we're not rich.
Okay.
We're not on the Jay Leader wage.
No,
right, please.
Yeah. To you, that might be just
got excited
that you throw in the wind.
Fascinating, though, because Jade got really excited when she found out that I would come along with her, to the point she's like, you should get some too, Maddie.
I was sending in prices, the menu.
A menu? It's not a tasty burger restaurant. What do you
it's
mean
It's a
menu?
Feast for your face.
That's what it felt like. And do you know what? I thought to myself, wow, is this what the world has come to? Botox yes. on a menu?
Keep your money, Maddie. Can I just say that? Can I just recommend that?
I've always thought that it's a very invasive procedure and a big deal to get some...
It's not invasive. It's a couple of jabs.
...chemical pushed in your face that just sits under your skin.
Don't do it, Maddie.
Frozen in time.
Haven't you seen the Botox botched edition?
No.
Yeah.
I don't plan on either.
The droopy faces and the big lips that are like leaking out.
No,
too much.
That's why you go to good people and you do your research on the nurse or the doctor who's doing the procedure.
Jade says this.
But
then she says, I'm not getting the legitimate Botox.
There's Botox and then there's Dysport.
That worries me.
Dysport's fine.
So do you just go in a Westfield to the beauty clinic and you get it like in the shopping centre?
No, I have
Is it like behind a servo?
No.
Like, around the back? Guys. You know where they have a little shed where they kept the gas bottles and all that?
Hi, everybody!
You would think that, Crevo, yes, the old sceptic.
Like big opens up a big jacket where all the different needles are lined up.
Emmy doesn't believe in Botox.
Your partner?
No.
No?
That you know of. I bet you secretly.
I doubt it.
A lot of women don't tell their husbands. Their partners.
I mean, look, that
secret.
Is technically possible, but I just don't think so, knowing her very well.
Are you? I'm not against it. I'm not against you for going to
I'm
get it.
I'm not against Wait, you
do
for
you
getting it.
Do you want me to drag you there?
I just don't think I'll get it myself.
Don't get
I
it,
I just
Maddie.
Don't. I don't think I need it.
Hold on
Smile
to your money.
With your teeth this time? Yeah, no, you're doing good. You don't need it.
You don't need it, 100%.
No.
Your face looks good. Like, it feels like a not a great use of money.
Do you know what a lot of men do? I've seen the catalogue and the work that they do on the Instagram and whatnot. So there's some for men where you don't have a chin, where they'll actually inject dermal filler, I believe it is, into the lower jawline to make you look like you've got a jaw. So if you're self-conscious about that.
What about...
We're not endorsing this, by the way.
Do you get Benny along to get his weekly Botox with
No.
you?
I think he's at a point, he's just like, Jay, you don't need it. Just age gracefully.
Thank you.
But
he sounds like a really smart man.
I mean, I think if it makes you feel better,
then... You
know
what? It does make me feel better. And the thing is, I know this is wrong and I don't care, but I'm going to say it. I don't want to be the ugly sister, the one, like, because my sister gets the Botox done and she looks really young. I can't be the younger sister who looks 80 when she still looks 30. I can't be having that.
So this is all about outdoing your sister and not about anything else.
No, we've both got to look
Jade,
the same.
I will say, wrapping this up right now,
yep.
I think I will get... I'll contribute to some Botox for your birthday.
Aww.
I don't
That's
know
really
if Prevo wants to. I'm not paying like $200.
$20?
I'll give you $100.
Oh no, you don't have to do that.
Because I'm a I want you to feel good, so I'm happy to.
That's sweet.
But as long as we can do it on the show.
Okay.
Well, that's an interesting proposition.
That's a different story.
I mean, always making a deal here.
No.
It's probably Donald Trump.
We'll deal afterwards. Well, that's a
Maddie
very kind
Trump.
Gesture, and you don't have to, but thank you.
Yeah, I will.
Jury's still out on me.
Are you
going
to contribute to Jade's Botox, $50?
I'll think about it.
I got you gherkins.
It's $2.30 at Aldi, I've noticed, when I walked past the other day. So I don't know if that's a fair exchange of gifts.
So true. We are playing heads or tails next. There's the coin. Yep, there it is again.
The magic coin.
All you've got to do, get through to the show 13-10-09. One side is a prize. The other side is absolutely diddly squat. What have we got today? We've got the four-wheel drive tour.
So it's four-wheel drive tours. You can join the Port Stephens four-wheel drive tours for an award-winning and memorable four-wheel drive and sandboarding tour on the incredible sand dunes in Port Stephens.
All right, the lines are open right now. 13-10-09. It's 6:17.
Jay, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up. The school holidays are here. And we want you to rediscover the Hunter. Time to play. The Novo's Heads or Tails.
Yes, school holiday time, and we have so many prizes.
There's so many kids getting around at the moment.
Feels good to be giving away out so many, doesn't it? Hey, on offer this morning, we've got four-wheel drive tours. Join Port Stephens four-wheel drive tours for an award-winning and memorable four-wheel drive and sandboarding tour on the incredible sand dunes in Port Stephens. Also, every single caller that gets on air, Jade, mm-hmm. goes into the draw for our major prize, which is a week trip away to Nelson Bay with the whole family, brekkie
included. Okay, let's go to Trish this morning. Hey.
Hey, Trish.
Hi, Nobos. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So, Trish, we're going to flip the coin and you have to choose heads or tails.
I'll go heads, Jade.
All right, heads.
You're
here we go.
Going to go heads. Here we go.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, Trish, it's tails. But you're in the draw for the trip.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks
good
for
luck.
Calling, doll.
Good
Thank
luck.
You very much
I'd
for that.
Love that holiday getaway.
Oh, so would I. Let's go to Mel. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Mel.
Hi, Mel.
You seem happy this morning.
Big talker, eh?
I just pulled up at work.
Oh, okay. Well, I can understand that might bring your spirits down, but you're with us for another minute or so. Let's do this. Heads or tails? What are you thinking?
Heads, mate.
Heads. All right. Flip that coin, Maddie.
Oh, Mel.
You got it! Yay! Beauty!
Boom! Awesome.
How good is that?
Have you ever been sandboarding, Mel?
No.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I've done it. It's great. You'll love it.
I would be petrified in one of these four-wheel drive tours on the sand dunes.
Would you? Why
yeah,
is that?
I just think the car's going to flip.
Are you a screamer, like Maddie?
A what?
A screamer.
Yeah.
Screaming like a girl. Oh, wow. On the
hey,
dunes.
Mel, you're also in the draw for that incredible trip, so the winning might not stop here. Win later on in the show. Stay tuned. And across your workday here at New FM. Very
That's
good.
Right. News,
news
next.
Time next, guys. That's 6:26. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo. The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Grevo. Grevo. The Novos. The Novos. New FM.
Guys, of course, Poe eliminated from MasterChef this week. A lot of people unhappy about it.
Mm.
But I just opened the Daily Mail here this morning, and she lives quite an interesting life. So the headline is, Modern Family, MasterChef's Poe catches up with ex-husband Matthew Phipps, who is married to her best friend,
yep.
while her current hubby, Jono Bennett, works the register at her Adelaide food stall.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's quite good.
Husband or partner or whatever is like used to be one of the camera operators on MasterChef, and she met him also through the ex-husband. Like, it's just wow,
intertwined.
Yeah,
I'm speechless. I'm taking that in. It's like an episode.
That?
Well, yeah, my mum and my dad, and even Ben's parents, like best friends, like get along like a house on fire. But then, like, meeting your current husband through their ex and blah, blah, blah. Like,
ex is married her best friend.
That's another layer.
I wonder what happened there. Do you think that her ex-husband cheated on Poe with her best friend?
Maybe.
And they got caught?
Or I'm thinking more like she's just gone, you know what, you two are better together than us two. Because she's just real quirky. Like, when you see her, like, there's this show where it's just about, like, her pottering around her house and cooking stuff, right? And she just go, she's quirky on another level.
I know my keys, Maddie, shaking the keys. I know for, like, my mum, though, like, if my dad hooked up with her best friend, she'd be furious. Poe's the next level of zen.
She really is.
Just as
something to aspire to.
As an example of how, like, weird she is in a way. And she just one day pulls out, like, a hammer and chisel and starts doing, like, artwork on her metal fridge, like banging in like a tattoo on her fridge.
Wow.
She's just like, I think she's a real quirky.
Creative people are, though. They tap into another realm in the brain.
Are you getting the vibe that Crevo is into Poe?
Yeah.
I am.
I think she's a really cool person. Mm. But bit like, totally weird.
If she threw the keys in the bowl, though.
No.
Yeah,
Give Creepo three husbands.
A brandy and a piece of French patisserie. Anything could happen.
She's a good baker.
A French patisserie? You mean a bakery?
Yeah, no. Like, I wanted to say one of your fancy fruit flans that you make.
Okay. Good idea.
Talking broken bones next.
Oh, yes. Jackson's auntie broke her ankle at the top of Mount Tomaree.
You're right.
A-hole, you're laughing.
Well, no, because...
What a horrible experience for her. Jackson, she must have been traumatised.
Yeah, she was. She took it like a champ, though, and smiled the whole way through it, I think. There was a nice little photo on Facebook of her in her moon boot, and I've never seen anyone look so happy. Like, if I did that, I would be devastated and not as chill.
How did she get down?
Helicopter?
No, she was with my cousin and my uncle.
I carried her.
Helped her down, yeah, but...
God, that would have taken a long time.
Oh, so many steps.
Yeah, because it's quite a walk when you are able-bodied.
Yeah.
Let alone with a snapped ankle, so...
Well, also, if you're like, you know, if you're not super fit, when by the time you get up there, you know, you're a bit tired and they have to get all the way down,
Quick question, Jackson, because I know a lot of people are probably thinking, how did she break her ankle? How'd she do it at the top?
So apparently she just stepped on a rock and sort of lost her footing.
Oh.
Yeah, there is a lot of like rocks and unstable stuff up there, so I get it. Anyway, 13 10 09, your bizarre broken bone stories or real extreme ones. We want the gory stuff on the show.
We do. We secretly do. Doing it after this. Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you live across Newcastle at 6:37. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 6:42. Partly cloudy start to the day. Possible showers about currently 9 degrees in the city. 13 10 09. Talking your broken bone stories.
That's right. This is all after Jackson's auntie got all the way up Mount Tomaree and then broke her ankle on the top.
Do either of you reckon you could have made it all the way back down?
No.
Chopper?
Nope. Yeah.
You wouldn't 100%. Need the Westpac rescue helicopter.
Definitely. Hello, I've got a broken bone on top of a mountain. Come get me.
I feel like that's a fair use.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like women, though, are much better at dealing with pain.
Oh, absolutely.
I am such a
tougher.
little whinger.
Mm. Really?
Are you, Crevo?
Yeah, I'm not.
We got that on record, everyone.
Jackson, can you please isolate that?
Yes. Okay, they've already done.
All right, excellent. Yeah, well, with ankle pain, I'm used to it. But other parts, yeah, I'm pretty weak as well. It's a guy thing, I think.
Never broken a bone.
Haven't you?
No.
Neither have I.
Oh, you poor.
What have you broken?
Little toe.
Really?
It snaps. It was like on the side. It was awful. Ran into a door, like a door, wooden door frame.
Let me guess, worst pain of anyone's life?
It was actually. It's very painful. Oh, you can't put a shoe on.
Yeah. Oh, that actually sucks.
Yeah, thank you.
13 10 09, gruesome and gory broken bone stories. Bit of fun, if you will. It's Debbie. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Tell us your broken bone story.
Oh, well, actually, I do have many, but this one was an ankle, and it was at a fundraiser that I'd helped organise for the kids' soccer years ago. Dancing last song of the night to K-San and went down like a bag off, and, got picked up, put on a chair. A friend of mine, well, lots of friends, but one decided it was leggy damage while he was twisting it backwards and forwards.
Oh, no!
All my friends, one took me back to her house because I've had a steep driveway at the time. We jumped in a hire car, like there was five of us. Another one of my friends was telling the hire car lady how she was a nurse and it's all good, blah, blah, blah. But she's a hairdresser.
How funny.
Ended up back at their place. They put me on a mattress. There was a heap of our kids in that there, as I said, as a soccer fundraiser. They all come. I told one of the kids that it was a tsunami had hit and knocked me over.
Had you been drinking?
Yeah, it could have been a little bit.
Just maybe one or two. And something about people at soccer clubs where they think that they know how to fix, like, people's ankles or whatever, isn't there, for some reason? I just get that vibe.
So true. Thank you for your call, Debbie. Appreciate that.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, tell us about your broken bone story. Was it you or somebody you know?
It was me. I was in America. I was on a 10 days into a 2-month adventure, and walking back from through a national park, right on dusk, I turned around to help my mum get down the last couple of stairs, walked back around and rolled my ankle and broke it, or fractured it, there, and it was in the middle of nowhere with no chance of rescue. So we had a team of about 6 other people supporting me on each side because I couldn't wait there to walk the extra kilometre plus back to their car so that mum could take me to hospital.
Wow. Oh, my God. Please tell me you had travel insurance.
Yes, I did. I did. I really did get a first-hand experience of the American healthcare system, and it was something I'm glad I'd never have to do again.
That is such a horrible thing to happen. That's my worst nightmare, hurting myself overseas. It's like we all try our best to
avoid
be
it.
Careful and to avoid it, but then sometimes it happens.
It was definitely an experience.
Thanks for your call, Joe. Appreciate that. Guys, coming up next, Love It or Loathe It, and I want to talk about house sitting.
Okay.
Conversation Jade and I had yesterday. I'll tell you more next. It's 6:46. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics today, kicking things off this morning with house sitting for friends.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
I'm going to say, I love it.
Yeah,
you feel responsible. And what if you break a plate or something?
Oh, please. A plate? Who cares about a plate these days?
Maybe the owner of the house. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you just be honest. I saw her accidentally broke a plate.
Okay, question for you, Jade.
Yeah.
Crevo's house sitting for you.
Yeah.
And he breaks your special edition Princess Diana and Prince Charles memorabilia plate. What are you going to do?
Because I think, here's a nice serving plate for some cheesabickies.
Accidentally breaks.
Oh, no.
I'd be disappointed. I'm not going to lie. But I'd say, how'd it happen? And he'd say, I had a few too many wines and I was walking to the kitchen. I tripped over your chihuahua. I'll say, you know what? That happens. They do get under your feet.
Okay. What about
So you're not asking, are you okay, though?
No.
Nice.
What if I tripped and fell through the treasure cabinet? Broke through the glass door.
As long as the mess is cleaned up.
I don't like it
when people don't clean up after themselves.
Jade said to me yesterday, which I was quite humbled by, she says, Maddie, would you ever house sit for me and look after my dogs if there was an emergency? And I said, yes, I would. And I thought, wow, that takes a lot for her to do that.
Yeah, that's very trusting. If it's an emergency and you need help, that's a different thing to, like, I'm going on holiday. Can you take care of the place for me? I feel like they're two very different things.
Because we always put the call out on our Facebook page and then I always say, like, I sell it like an Airbnb.
Right in the heart of the city.
Friends, come stay. Port Stephens, and I'll put pictures up of, like, Nelson Bay.
On a really sunny day in summer.
The wineries.
Okay, next topic, dogs in the bed.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love it. Got no problems. The other day, I was FaceTiming Maddie at night, and all of a sudden, Ruben started scratching at my torso, and I lifted up the blanket, and then all of a sudden, Maddie sees two chihuahuas running under the blankets.
What's going on down there?
They're all jumping around.
They're just sleeping.
Don't they suffocate?
They don't.
Under the doona?
I used to get very paranoid, thinking, they're going to die, but they don't.
They don't care about
they're
that.
They're fine.
For me, I don't really like the dog in there, but if I'm not there, it's okay if Emmy has the dog if it's had a wash in the last few days.
Poor Molly.
That's it.
So 3-day limit.
Because
your dog's like a inside and outside dog, so it's getting
running
the best
around
of both worlds.
No,
so
very happy girl.
Maybe a week I would allow it, and if I'm not there, it's like out of sight, out of
mind.
Does
Emmy do it when you're not there? Do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you do it when she's not there?
No. I don't. I can't sleep very well if the dog is in the bed.
Yeah, true.
I find it disrupts my sleep. We get very little sleep in this job. I want
Molly
it as good
has
as
long nails too.
Good as possible. Yeah,
they need a clip.
I don't need that sticking in my ribs. No, they're not. That's just because they're running dogs. They have like a bit longer nails.
Anything
cut
else
them regularly
that you want to tell Crevo about, Jade?
About Molly and how he cares for her. No, he's a great daddy.
You need to get her nails clipped. She says.
We cut them regularly.
Well, it's not good enough.
Mm. Yeah. Because it's the type of dog, Jade.
Yeah.
News time coming up next with Hamish at 6:57. Good morning.
The Novos.
QFM.
QFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Creepo. Creepo.
Huge thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They hook us up with the coffees every day and it just brings joy to us.
It does.
So if you need coffee for your business or for your event or you just want them to come round, happymobilecafe.com.au.
They put these really cute stickers on our coffee cups. What did you get today?
A swan and a fairy.
Me too.
I got a swan and a fairy too.
Oh, yay.
How good's that?
I was going to say, you know what? If I was like throwing a really big birthday party for my child, having a coffee van there for the parents would be a win.
Genius
idea.
Absolutely.
Imagine 20, 30 kids running around your backyard screaming, having fun.
You need a caffeine hit.
Do they have Kahlua in the van?
I don't know.
But probably
real quick, too, Happy Mobile Cafe, they dropped us off, I think it's pronounced Arbre.
Local brand.
Hand sanitizer. Absolutely amazing. They make it actually at Thornton. So get on it if you're after a really nice hand sanitizer that doesn't actually dry out your hands. Because I've been using it like since last week when they dropped it off. And I didn't want to mention it if I didn't like it. Because I've got to test the product
and it's great. Isn't it funny, though? This is what we're talking about now. Because we're using hand sanitizer so much, we really do notice... The quality. My hands have been so dry. The one we have here at the office, not the best.
Mm.
So thank
this
you
one's
guys
amazing,
for that.
And it smells good. You know, hand sanitizer that doesn't smell nice.
Yeah, there's definitely a few of those around, but this is great.
Like a BP
lemon,
service
this is lemon
station.
Myrtle.
It's very good.
But you know what? Poor Jackson had a heart attack taking his dog, Henry, to the vet the other day, didn't you, Jackson?
I did, yes, I did. They booked me in under the wrong name and they almost killed the poor kid.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, so
they went
to give him insulin and he's not diabetic, so it would have put him into a coma.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How scary. How frightening. So on 13-10-09, did your pet escape death? Maybe it went away for a week and it's a miracle that it didn't get hit by a car. That's escaping death.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, doing it next here at New FM. This one's for you, Jade.
Yay, horses!
Went a bit mute there. Pretty bad in a radio show. 7:05. Good morning. Darryl Braithwaite, horses live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 19 in Maitland today, 18 on the coast, and 13:10:09 this morning. Did your pet escape death? I love how I just put the words "did" and "do" together. Love that.
This is because poor Jackson. So he took Henry to the vet.
That's his little whippet.
His little whippet, beautiful whippet, and when he was there, they almost gave Henry an insulin shot. Turns out it was for Jack Russell. Wasn't meant for Henry. He doesn't need insulin. Could have killed him.
Jeez, very scary.
If it's not diabetic,
then that's obviously going to send it over the edge.
Oh, 100%.
Jackson, would you have sued?
Of course. I had a bit of a Karen moment. I had a really big meltdown with the vet. I was like, one, what are you doing? Two, you're a vet. You've trained for how long? How can you not tell the difference between a whippet and a Jack Russell? Do you know what I mean?
Do you even vet?
And then she was more concerned about the fact that she deleted information from the other person's file because she was asking me questions and changing it as she went.
Wow. That's a serious screw up. Like,
yeah, major.
If we screw up, it's like a...
Yeah, you know, something doesn't go right.
What happens if an incident of a vet accidentally... If that Henry got that shot and he passed away, what would happen? Like, are they held accountable in any way other than...
Yeah, you can sue them.
But otherwise, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know what's really lucky? So last time I went to the vet, which was about 2 weeks ago, I had to drop him at the door because of COVID. So this was the first time I was actually allowed back in with him. So could you imagine what would happen if I wasn't actually there to go, oh, no, 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 that's not the right medication for him?
Yeah, could have gone way worse.
Frightening.
How long have you been going to this vet for?
2 years since I moved to Sydney.
So enough time that you're like, I can trust them.
Yeah, and do you know what? In the inner west, they are considered the best Sydney vets.
Wow.
As well. Yeah.
It's not like that Mr. Bondi vet, is it?
No. You
know, not one of those famous TV shows.
No. Dr. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
He's too busy doing telly, well, you reckon?
A lot of them have television shows in Sydney.
I don't think he practices anymore.
Oh, okay.
He just does telly now.
Yeah.
Hung up the stethoscope.
Stitched himself to Julian Morris.
It's all right, Jackson. Just bring him over to the living room set. We'll have a look.
You know what? I'm glad Henry's okay.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing.
Do you know what? I think he's stoked because he escaped death and now he's getting special treatment. He's a little bit more favoured than the cat.
He's like, stoked. I made it. I'm the centre of attention.
Oh, thank you, Jackson.
Thanks for that. Next, though, guys, bit of a discount hack. This is kind of amazing. A person who used to do like the behind the scenes of how discounts are done at supermarkets has revealed some secrets that you can look out for to know when stuff is going on big sales.
Oh, yes. I'm never ashamed to look at the discount end.
You're going to love this, Jade. You're going to love this. We'll get into it next.
It's 12 past 7 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
The Calling. What a sweet song. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Tops of 19 degrees in Maitland today. Crevo, we're talking discount hacks.
That's right. So this is a great one for all you parents or families who want to save heaps of money, right? Because at the supermarket, you know how they have these big, like, half-price things on your big items?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like olive oil or like toilet paper or whatever it is, and you're
the
like
Pavlovas.
There's a way to save maybe $10 off a single item, mm-hmm. right? So actually, if you look at, you're looking for those yellow tags, right? And if you look in the bottom left hand corner, there's actually a tiny little date on there. What that indicates is when that discount is going to end. So, for example, if something was going to end today, it would say like 7/7/20, right?
Right. Like, so you're not talking about like spoiled food that's about to go off. You're
talking about the stuff that's like 50% off this week at whatever Woolworths, Coles, whatever.
Gotcha.
Right? So if you look at the bottom of that, first of all, you'll know when the discount is ending. That in itself is helpful. But often you'll notice that your favourite things like that, they'll go on sale, and it seems random, like every few weeks. But this lady who used to work in this industry, she said that actually all of those products are on a regular cycle. So if you know when the last time it was on sale and this time, you go, all right, it's 5 weeks. She said it's like clockwork. It will be on sale in 5 weeks again. So
wow.
You can just budget all your stuff and work out how much to buy.
Who's doing that?
Well, if you've got a family, like, and you can save hundreds of dollars every month,
well,
I reckon.
Annette with the family of 12 that we spoke
should
to last week.
Should be all over that sort of stuff.
Are you really going around in Woolies or Coles or wherever you shop with a little notepad noting down this?
Just chuck it in your calendar.
You'd
as
be
a reminder.
Surprised, Maddie. Like, you're just a single player. Like, you know,
You're a young man out on the town by yourself.
You're a young buck. You got cash to burn. Like, but the thing is, when you have a family,
that's right.
Then you've got bills to pay. If you've got a mortgage, you're paying water, your rates, everything. You've got to be frugal.
If you can get 50% off all your stuff just by putting a little note in your calendar reminder, you're
going
to do it. 100%.
Send me that article, please.
I'm going to right now. It's very easy. You just look for that little date, note it twice, you're sorted forever.
I don't have...
So it's a date on a sticker.
Who has time to think about that, though?
So, you know, the yellow price tag says, like, half off this week
with
the price, bottom left-hand corner, look for the date. It's there, promise you.
Right. And that's when the date's going to end, okay?
100%. There'll be certain things that I love getting, like where things that cost like $20, if you can get them for $10, definitely doing it.
Yeah, but it also depends on the actual, like, product, because different products change depending on the week.
Well, no, because you know what? There's a particular brand of coffee that Creva and I like, the Robert Timms in the Dunkin' tea bags.
Yeah.
They do go on sale, but like you said, it seems random. Once a month, it seems random, but now that you say it, because I never buy it until it's on sale, and I know it'll go on sale. So this just makes sense of when it'll come back around.
It makes it predictable.
Around.
So if you need cereal for the kids, like those giant, whatever it is, Nutri-Grain, that's going to be $10 or something.
Yeah, you know what? Cereal's way too expensive for what it is.
Anyway, say, get half off your shop. Use this trick.
That was a tangent. It's really affecting your life, isn't it?
Because of cereal. Damn, cereal's too expensive.
Oh, it drives me nuts. Like crunchy nut cornflakes, all the good brands. They jack the prices up on you.
Use this hack, Jade, I'm telling you.
I will.
I do get the cereal thing. Like $10 for a little box sometimes, $9, $8.
It's a joke.
If you gotta buy that for
Where's
seven
the petition
kids?
For that? I'll sign it. Send it to me if anyone knows.
Just use this hack. It's 50% off.
We'll end it there. 7:26 news time next at New FM. Good morning.
There's New FM.
New FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Just continuing on with Hamish's news story there about the COVID-19 situation. Obviously, Albury Wodonga, interesting situation there because a few cases have crossed the border from Victoria. I think it's good to say, please remain vigilant when it does come to this. And I've been seeing a lot of situations in the last week where I think, wow, people are actually forgetting
slacking off
to social distance. I mean, I went to Warners Bay on the weekend, did the walk, and people are everywhere. They're packed in cafes, which is good, but I mean, just no social distancing on in the parks or around town. Like, there was a line for a restaurant the other night, and they were all bunched together. It's
keep
very,
washing
very
your
important.
Hands as
yeah.
well. Like, keep using hand sanitizer. It's
easy to
time.
Forget that COVID-19's gone because we've sort of
well,
gone
it's
back.
Not.
To, yeah,
that's
no.
The thing.
That's what I'm saying is that we've gone back to the normal essentially because we've been very lucky here in Newcastle, but it's still rife out there.
Well, we need to stay vigilant and, like you said, Crevo, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer because it's such a critical time for us here in this state because. You know, look how it's spread so quickly in Victoria.
Just to your point, Jade, I mean, previously we were considered lucky in Australia.
Yeah.
Now look what's happened. So it can change very, very quickly if we don't maintain our social distancing and basic, you know, the skills that we've learned over the last few months, keep them up.
We really do. Well, we've got so many of our freedoms back. Let's not lose them again. That's very important.
Very true.
Jade, little surprise for you next. Mm-hmm. NASA joining us on the show. He's got a brand new TV show.
Yeah.
And I thought we could hit him up because he's always said to us, you know, you help me out, you get me on the air, you know, I can self-promote. So he said, anytime I can do anything for you, hit me up. So now is the time to call in a favour from NASA. We want to make you a TV star.
Oh, okay.
You'll be great at it,
Jade. It worries me when NASA's involved.
You'll be a big star, Jade. Come on, this is an opportunity.
Remember I said I'd be your manager?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is it. I'm getting you some work.
I have a feeling I'm going to regret that decision.
What's your cut again, Maddie?
50%.
Oh, good deal. I'll take the other 50. Don't worry about it, all right?
Just work. Get your profile out
what
there,
do
Jay.
I get?
That's what it's all about.
Experience.
Exposure.
I love it. That's how people always try to reel you in to host events and stuff. Think about the exposure.
You'll become famous, Jade. Come on, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Jade's big TV job coming up next here at the Novos right now. One Republic, didn't I? New FM, good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Our mate Nass is here.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my hand. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think Nass is on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Hey Nass, how are you, brother?
Mate, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Doing great.
Good morning.
What are you doing right now? Gym?
Well, I'm in the park. Can you believe it? I'm in the park doing my exercises because when you get older, you got to exercise more. So the council decides to come and do a whippersnip. In my middle of my interview, they don't know what a celebrity I am, and that they need to get it past me to say, is there any celebrities in the park before we do this whippersnipping?
But how dare they?
So what are you, like, cowering behind the toilet block or something to get out of the noise?
I'm hiding behind the tree, yes, a big, big tree, and there's dogs everywhere. I mean, it's a beautiful setting. It's at Rushcutters. Have you been here?
Yeah, beautiful. Nessa, you really are living the celebrity life. Rushcutters Bay, you must have some coin there.
Harbour View and everything. I tell you, I am living the celebrity life. Well, I am Australia's favourite celebrity, you know that.
Yeah, of
course. You are that, or you're trying to get a rich wife?
So, yeah, well, I have to get one. Are you available? Are you available?
Oh, unfortunately, I'm taken, and I'm not rich. I'm a pauper.
Nessa, the reason for our call today, I know you sent me through an article on Instagram the other day from the Daily Mail, and it was your new YouTube television show called Drab or Fab. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Yes, it's a six-part episode. It's commissioned by a Belgian TV station. And they want to do, because Married at First Sight was shown over there. And they wanted to commission it and do for me to do like a talk back, you know, like sit there with two hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask the questions. We talk about beards. We talk about active wear, women wearing active wear. We talk about reality TV. We talk about what makes an Instagram model. That sort of
it's your dream.
Of the show.
It's your dream job, Nessa. I mean, that sounds very good.
It really is, and I'll send you a snippet of it this week on the intro of it. But the six-part series, and, you know, we talk about beards, you know, why do we, as beards are trendy, you know, is it drab or fab? But that's what it's called.
I say drab.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. I say drab too. And, you know, there's a bit of an argument. We talk about reality TV. You know, an Instagram modelling. I want to know what makes an Instagram model.
Okay, well, Nessa, what we were thinking, right, I noticed you had two birds hanging off you in the pictures on the Daily Mail. And we thought what we could suggest, I think Jade would be very good at this job. And maybe she can she come and be like a guest host or something?
Absolutely. I'd love to have a guest, but Jade, I want you to be tough. Like, you can't just agree.
No, 100%.
She's very tough, Nessa.
I can Jade's be ruthless brutal. In the fashion world.
That's it. That's why I want you to come and do the fashion segment. What's in, what's out. Why do you wear a puffer jacket with no sleeves? Now, if I want to buy a puffer jacket, I want the sleeves. I don't want to wear one with no sleeves.
Oh. Yeah, why? They ran out of material. Why?
That's what it is.
That's the sort of vibe. Yeah,
there was her audition. I feel like she can be quite cutting now. So now let's talk payment, because I am Jade's manager. what kind of payment do you think we can get for this?
A strong flat white with honey or a long black.
Well,
with honey, that's
traditionally, Maddie gets half and I get half, so we'll enjoy that.
What a deal.
Have the little
what
biscuit
a deal.
On the side they give you.
Yeah, tiny chocolate chip biscuit.
And let's face it, Nessa, the only thing we really need to get out of this show is the fact that we're all fab.
Absolutely, you guys are all fab. You know you're my favourite. I love you, and I threatened to come and crash your show one morning.
Well, we'll do the deal, Nessa, like I said, but Jade needs to go on Drab or Fab. All right, so we'll make it happen.
We get paid first. That's how it works.
When does it premiere?
It won't be for another couple of months. We're just putting it together
now. Plenty of time.
Get Belgium on the line.
Very good. Jade, you could become an international star. Thank you, Nessa. Appreciate
it.
Cheers. See you, Nessa. Bye. That whippersniffer was something else, wasn't it?
I know. And Jade's going to be on TV in Belgium.
That's cool.
Look, see, I delivered.
You know what?
I delivered
a gig
for you. Nessa
wins me over every time. I don't know what it is.
In the lead up, you're always like, "Oh, what's he going to contribute?"
But
and then 1 minute later, you listen to his the sultry tones of Nessa's voice, and you're like, "Oh, you're so, I can't wait to be on your show."
He's really dipping me in honey.
Now, I did see the pictures. I'm pretty sure it's being filmed in a garden shed, but. Let's ignore that.
Hey, TV sets are all about the, you know, the illusion of luxury.
And you know who knows all about TV sets in Hollywood? Producer Jackson.
Yo, really bizarre rumors about Beyonce started by a US congressman. I'm going to run you through that. Also, too, I'm going to tell you how you, all of you, can take Harry Styles to bed.
Oh my God. Maddie, get out of my way.
What a man, sugar.
If I have to fight you for him, I will.
Very excited.
Okay, it's coming up next, 7:45. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos.
So, guys, big, big Sunday here in Newcastle. Obviously, the Knights are going to be taking on the Eels on their home turf at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Oh, yeah, I think it kicks off just after four, doesn't it? Yeah.
4:05 to be precise.
Is it their second or third game here this season?
Oh.
I think maybe second. Yeah, I'm so excited. I love going to the footy.
Are you
going to
go?
I think we should all try and get those corporate box tickets that they have here at the station.
Mm.
We just need to, you know, talk to the right people.
It's all about knowing. It's not what you know in life. It's who you know.
Good vibe. It'll be great on Sunday.
It will be. The atmosphere is always good at a night's game.
100%.
Yeah. Hey, so what a day we had yesterday. Mm-hmm. Another 3-hour affair. Picking up plants for Jade off Facebook Marketplace.
Mm.
Roped both of us in, calling out, driving all around the city.
And I appreciated your help.
You did.
They were massive trees. Big trees.
Over 2.4 metres, I would say.
Mm.
Pretty tall.
They were quite large.
Big thick trunks. And I tell you what, I've got to say, the obsession is real with you at the moment, because I was saying earlier, you don't do things in halves, Jade. You're either fully obsessed for a short period of time.
Yep.
Or you're not interested at all. But Facebook Marketplace, you've even started buying junk and reselling it, turning it to make a dollar like Crevo does.
Doing some flipping.
My housemate went through a similar thing, a period, short but intense.
Well, she was selling bicycles, wasn't she?
No, all different things. Clothes, mostly.
Yeah.
Mm.
But Facebook Marketplace obsessions, it is real. Crevo's made a whole job out of it. He's made a living from it. It's a little side hustle I've got going. Got to ask you, 13:10:09, we've got beautiful Hippo Espresso vouchers to give away, $50. Do you have a Facebook Marketplace problem?
Yeah, or maybe it's your partner. I feel like there's a lot of dobbing your partner who's just on it all the time. You're like, get off Marketplace.
It's a collector's dream.
What are you selling? Mm. What are you buying? What do you want to get rid of? Maybe you want to try and flog something here on the air this morning. We'll take those calls as well.
All right.
So Facebook Marketplace Anonymous. We are opening those doors next after Lizzo, Good as Hell at New FM. Good morning. Lizzo, Good as Hell, live across Newcastle. A little side competition we've got going as well at the moment. We actually have a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, but we've got a special deal on at the moment. So we need some help, basically. We want you to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you can, screenshot yourself doing that. Send us the DM on Insta at JMattyCrevo. You go in the draw to possibly win Officeworks gift vouchers and Westfield gift vouchers, guys.
Westfield.
Yeah, awesome. There we go.
You can do that at Jade Maddie Crevo. 13:10:09 right now, though, we're talking Facebook Marketplace obsession.
Jade Maddie and Crevo.
And the obsession has hit an all-time high with Jade yesterday. Of course, I think she's made at least 7 to 8 trips in the last 7 days to collect things from Facebook Marketplace.
It's getting too much. I know. Only because you're my muscle man and you're getting tired from all the lifting, aren't you, Maddie?
Your husband must be cheering.
Well, look, the thing is that when a good deal comes up on Marketplace, you gotta commit to the sale then and there, and you've got to pick it up on the day.
That's right. Otherwise, it goes.
Yeah. It'll get sold from underneath you.
I need to run through the obsession. Yesterday's all-time high. So here we are at work, getting through on Monday. As we know, hard enough as they are. Jade goes, Maddie, I've got a favour to ask. I'm like, okay. She goes, I've got these 2 trees I need to pick up from Lambton, but they're very big. I go, how big? 2.4 metres each? Like, so these things would be at least
massive.
150 kilos each.
I was trying to play them down a little bit.
Okay.
Then I saw a picture and they're above the top of the doors.
Think about the big ceramic pots, the glazed ceramic pots.
Real thick ones.
Big, thick, heavy things. Anyway.
Enormous lily pillies.
These couldn't fit in a car. No. So she rings our poor boss, Big Boss Steve, and he must think, Jesus, Jade again.
Oh, Jade.
What does she want this time? She asked Steve to borrow his big Lexus Big Rig, which she's done third time in a week, which is fine. But she really went the extra mile yesterday. She asked to borrow Steve's brother's trailer.
So it's extending out now to more extended family members.
Yes, but in saying that, I said to them, because I saw last time I was there that they had a lot of rubbish in the trailer that they needed dropped off. Mm. So I said to him, hey, if I can please borrow your trailer, I'll drop off any rubbish that you have, like at the tip, or I'll get rid of it for you. So
I'll get rid of it
good,
for you.
Good exchange, I thought.
Like you're in the mafia.
Yeah.
Three hours later.
I'm not taking advantage. I'm helping out.
3 hours later, and many sore muscles later, Jade's front courtyard has been transformed into the Garden of Eden. So much so, I think I should start calling her Eve. Too much, Jade.
You do have, if I was to stand there and look at the potted plants, there must be 60, I reckon.
Look.
It's gone from barren wasteland to rainforest oasis in the middle of Broadmeadow.
Look, I may have an addiction.
She's even started turning things as well, buying junk. She was selling those old black plant pots you get your plants in when you buy them from Bunnings, like stacks
the
of them.
The little plastic ones.
$12!
For 13, that's
you
not
throw
bad.
Throw them out, don't you?
That's what I thought.
No, people will buy them.
Well, she sold them. Katie, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, are you obsessing over Facebook Marketplace? If so, what so?
Yep. So if anybody I know is going to go buy something, for instance, an air fryer from Kmart, I'll go on Gumtree or I'll go on Marketplace and I'll see if I can get it cheaper. It's like a little win. I don't gamble, but that's kind of my gambling fun.
Yeah, right.
So I ended up getting one for $30 and I think that's a win.
How much are they?
They're like 60. It's ridiculous. I went on there and it was up there for 30 and I'm like, yes. So I've saved someone money and I love it.
Jeez,
it's a good way of looking at it with the gambling.
Yeah.
No, well, it's true. I get it.
Safer version of gambling. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's all just too much.
Well,
really,
thanks for joining us here on Facebook Marketplace Anonymous.
Look, any more this week?
No.
Just give us the heads up now.
Look, I realise now you pointed out I have an addiction and I'm going to ease off it. I won't look at Marketplace
it was stressing
for 2 days
out
at
yesterday.
Least.
It really was.
Yeah,
I got to a point where she was getting so many messages and she was like, we're in the Hungry Jack's drive-thru and she's like...
Because when I got that call from you, Jade, I could hear the stress in your voice.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, thanks for your help, guys.
Not a worry. Next, we're doing heads or tails, your chance to win awesome prizes for this school holidays. If you want to play 13-10-09, it's as easy as
what
playing
got,
heads
what
or tails.
What have we got this time? I think we've got the Oakville Wildlife Park, Jackson. Do you have the sheet there?
Yeah.
We'll
go with that.
Yeah, very good. Oh, Hunter Valley Zoo.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Awesome.
8:16 with the Novos. Taking your calls now.
The Novos. The school holidays are here. Yay! And we want you to rediscover the Hunter. Time to play. The Novos, heads or tails.
Yeah, that's right. This competition is the talk of Newcastle at the moment. If you're wanting to win awesome holiday fun for the kids, this is the place to do it. Today we have passes for the Hunter Valley Zoo. Hunter Valley Zoo open every day of the school holidays. Great day out for the kids and adults alike.
That's right. And not many prizes about on the radio at the moment. Well, you've got stats all
Prize
day
central.
While Loaded. You work as well, playing right. across your day.
And we're going to Carissa now. Good morning.
Hey, Carissa.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you. So whereabouts are you and what's happening?
I'm standing at daycare dropping my kids off.
Is it what's the feeling like? Obviously you've dropped the kids off a few times at daycare now, but does it get easier? Because I know the first couple times you're like, oh, you don't want them to go, but now is it just sort of like, get in there. Mummy's got to go to the hairdressers for me time.
Yeah, every day. It's like, see you later. Enjoy them.
How many kids do you have, Carissa?
I've got three. I've got a 13-year-old, I've got a 7-year-old, and I've got a 3-year-old. But the 7-year-olds at the daycare.
Very cute.
Over school holidays.
Well, they'd love going to the zoo, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yes, they would. They would love it.
Let's do it.
We're going to flip the coin, Carissa.
All righty.
Heads or tails?
We're going heads. please.
You ready? Flipping the coin.
What does it come up as, Maddie?
I'm sorry, Chris. So you're going to the...
Yay! You beauty! How good's that?
That's awesome. I said to the kids on the way here, I was like, I'm feeling lucky. It's my birthday. Let's give it a go.
Oh,
like,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
How are you celebrating today?
Work.
Oh, no.
Do you have a good workplace that buys you a cake and makes you feel special, Carissa?
I hope so, because I did hint at them yesterday about it. So let's hope.
Oh. You did a Jade and gave them a hint.
Yeah, and there's a bottle. That's exactly right. And there's a bottle of wine at home, so I'm happy.
Nice.
Have you gotten any good presents today so far?
Yeah, the kids got me some vouchers and a beautiful card that sings at me.
Oh, that's so cute.
You're living the dream, Carissa.
Happy birthday, Carissa.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. And don't forget, you're also in the draw for the major prize, which is a week away with the whole family at Nelson Bay, Brecky included. So you're in that. Hopefully you get that. It's your birthday. You deserve it.
Unbelievable.
The luck could continue.
Thanks, Carissa. And, of course, everyone that makes it on air in the draw for that major prize, win or lose, guys.
That's right.
And news time, up next with Hamish here at New FM. Good morning.
Dodgy buttons not working again.
This is the bane of my existence.
That's all right. Try again.
Hey! Creevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Creevo.
De Novos.
New FM.
Of course, Queensland's apparently reopening their borders, Jade, the 10th of July, yeah?
Yay,
so you can go up there and visit family or whatever.
Yep.
I love their new tourism ad out today from Queensland Tourism. It just makes you want to go on holidays. Middle of winter, they've really hit this at the right time. I love the slogan as well, good to go. Queensland is good to go.
Really? That's a very used slogan, isn't it?
Good to go. I'm going up to Queensland, I think. In our holidays in a few weeks.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Check out the sunnier part of the world.
GC.
Boost the economy.
You're going up too, Jade.
Yeah, I'll be heading up to visit the families.
Are you guys going together? Are you going to go stay at Jade's mum's house, Maddie?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. I'll visit, though.
Oh, thanks.
Swim in Jade's mum's pool?
Yeah, you eyed off mum's pool the other week. You're like, oh, your mum's pool looks really good.
Nice. I like pool. A pool. I'm very 90s like that.
You won't leave. You'll come to the oasis, my mother's oasis, and you'll be like, Carol, can I stay?
I love a Pebble Creek pool with a... And I can, with a metal fence.
I can imagine, like, maybe chicken schnitzels get cooked a fair bit.
No, actually. No? Russell, my mum doesn't cook.
Sausages.
That's where I get it from. So my
sausage sandwiches?
My stepdad. No,
lasagna?
He actually likes cooking, believe it or not. He's a whiz. He will do everything, surprisingly.
Wow.
Very good.
I don't know what everything is because I just don't eat the food. I don't know food, but he cooks everything from scratch, like gravies and... Like, he uses stock from, like, he'll cook the veggies and use the stock from the veggies to make the gravy.
Go Russell.
For added flavour. I don't know. That's one of his hot tips he tells me.
Rusty making it happen.
Yeah, good old Rusty. But, guys, how much are you spending on the nursery? I know hopefully maybe one day you'll have a bun in the oven, Creevo, with Emmy. But the thing is, my girlfriend's been chatting to me about this lately because she's looking at doing up her nursery, Nikki. And... my friend Beck was like, oh, Nikki was chatting to her about spending $5,000 on it. And I was thinking, that's a lot of money to drop on a nursery. I don't know if that's the standard.
I think that people are spending a fair bit, especially on the first child, because they're like, they want to do every single thing in their control to make things as smooth as possible. Well, and they feel like spending the cash is going to make things a bit easier.
So you think it's acceptable?
Yeah.
Well, that's Nicole's first child, so she's honestly, like, that's looking at, like, the change table, the pram, the bassinet, apparently, and Beck's like, that's obscene, because she never spent that much money on her nursery.
5 G's.
She's got two kids.
Spends up big, I say. You just, who cares how much it costs? It's your first child, it's, any child is worth the money.
It's a bit of a waste.
I think it's actually all a part of the experience of having a baby, because you remember the nursery. The colours on the walls, the smells, the different toys. Yeah.
I can't remember a thing.
Nah. I'm just painting mine white.
All the mums out there will back me up. I think, honestly, it makes a big difference. You know, just putting a cot in a white room, that's not nice. You want to bring the baby home to the whole experience.
Well, see, this is the big question. 131009, how much did you spend on the nursery? Maybe it was someone you know. Maybe you had a sister that went crazy, spent $5,000. Who knows? Maybe you only spent $500.
Well, Hippo Espresso vouchers on offer this morning. Mr. Creever, of course, minimalistic.
Yeah, just
what
paint
a boring
it white.
Childhood your kid's going to have.
It'll be fine.
In a white
give
room.
Them a box to play with.
Oh, colourful
love
toys.
It.
Sorry, Auntie Jade's coming over.
Justin Bieber, Quavo, good morning. Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. 131009 this morning. We're asking you, how much did you spend on the nursery?
This is because my girlfriend, Nikki, she is having her first baby, which is very, very, very exciting.
So exciting.
But it's really funny because we're up from high school, myself, Becca and Nick, and we're all in the same group. And Beck has two kids now. She's in Victoria, actually. And we're all in different states. And Nicole's still up in Queensland. She's dropping about $5,000 on the nursery.
Jeez, too much money.
A lot of money. And Beck secretly sent me in a separate text, oh, my God, I can't believe she spent that much money. This is all new to me because obviously I haven't had a baby and I haven't, you know, looked into nurseries. I said to her, I just thought I wasn't a normal amount of money.
Like, I think $5,000 is more than acceptable because, like I said before, it's about the whole experience, the colours, the cot, the whole look of
it.
You
baby
remember
know,
that.
Though?
It's
nah,
not about
they know
the baby.
Nothing.
It's about the parent because you remember that.
How ridiculous.
Well, Beck's like, that's a joke. She's like, I didn't spend half as much as that and my kids, you know, they didn't know the difference.
Paint it a nice neutral white and you can keep that decorating theme ongoing.
Jade, do you like diamond rings?
Yes.
Could you do without a diamond ring? You still would still survive?
I could,
same deal. Some people
totally
have a
different.
White room. Oh. Some people have a $5,000 nursery.
That's true.
Phones?
Yeah. Phones time.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, good, thanks. I can hear the kitties in the background. Am I right?
Oh, yes. She's telling me that her breakfast is all gone.
Oh, good girl.
Now, Jessica, tell us, $5,000 on a nursery, too much?
No, I was like Dave's friend.
You're like Nicole?
Yeah, I was like Nicole. First time round, I mean, you want everything shiny and new. But we went quality over cost. So we got like Australian-made furniture, really good quality. The pram alone cost us $1,100.
Wow!
Yeah, spending
and
big.
you can spend upwards of $2,500-$3,000 on a pram.
Jeez.
But we got the accessories with it, so we did like the second seat because we knew we were going to have another baby, and we are expecting another baby.
Oh,
so
congratulations!
Thank you, another little girl.
Well organized you are.
Yeah, oh, yes. They do say not to skimp on the pram and the car seat. They're the like two things
they're
parents always say.
Right, and with that, they're the two big things that we kind of spent the big money on because we knew, well, they're going to be using them for quite a while.
Yeah. What about the decor, Jessica? Like, am I right in saying it's all about the experience for you that you remember as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 100%. We created a really beautiful little space for our little girl, and she still loves it. We painted the wall a really pretty colour.
That's cute.
What's her name?
Bella.
Bella, how gorgeous.
Oh, thank you for your call, Jessica.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Your team, Maddie, obviously.
And good luck with the second birth.
Hey, Jessica, also, just because you're a mum and doing a great job, we're going to send you along to our Hippo Espresso $50 voucher for you. Enjoy that. Take a friend.
Excellent. One more.
Hubby.
Kyle's.
Hey, Kyle's.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, that's good. How much did you spend on the nursery or is it someone you know?
I spent $10,000 easy, probably well over it if I actually tallied it up.
Wow.
You're balling.
In my defense, we spent that because we didn't have anyone to give us hand-me-downs or get any help from anyone.
Of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, we gave it all away to help other people so other people could get hand-me-downs. But my son's bed lasted 12 years. It was one of the first cots that converted into an actual bed. So that cost me $5,000 alone, and we well and truly got our money's worth.
I love that. It's like a transformer.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, that's great. I didn't know you could get cots like that.
It converted to a toddler bed and then a king single, and my daughter used it, and then his pram we had imported over. It cost us a couple of grand to bring in. It had to be serviced every 6 months. It was that expensive, and we gave that away, and it's still going today, and it's 14 years old. So
you get what you pay for.
What's the brand, out of curiosity? It wasn't a Bugaboo?
No, there was no Bugaboo back then. It was a British pram. Yep.
Silver Cross.
They're more common over here now, but back then they weren't.
Wow, that sounds fancy.
Tell us, what about the decor as well? Did you do up your kids' room as well when they were a baby?
We're defence, so we've never owned a property. It's all rental. But yes, I did it up with all the sheets.
Cheeky Van Gogh in the corner.
Oh, wall hangings. That's so cute.
That's amazing. You know, thank you for calling and telling us your story. That's cool.
Yeah, we'll give you a Hippo Espresso voucher too, Kyle's. All yours, looking after the mums of the hunter.
Exactly. That's what we're all about.
But you don't find that fascinating?
Yeah, it is. Crevo, your kid's going to be out in the shed with your collectibles.
No. Jeez. Look, they'll be in the house and have a nice, useful,
shabby chic
normal bed, but I don't know about spending $5,000 on a cot.
On a cot, you just wouldn't do it.
It feels expensive to me.
How much did you spend on your own bed?
Like the base?
Everything. Mattress and base.
Well, I think Creeper only wants one baby, so
yeah.
I guess it depends.
Maybe $700?
For everything. Well, it's the least you can do for your own child.
I think if you know you're going to have more than one child, you'd probably drop the money because you know...
It's going to last.
You never know when they can come.
Well, that's true as well.
Surprise, Crevo. Triplets.
That's a great point. The news that didn't make the news up next with Hamish. It's 8:47. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
The Weekend in Your Eyes with Jade, Maddie and Crevo live across Newcastle. Beautiful sunny day so far outside. Showers are later on today, though. Top of 18 on the coast. Hamish is here with the news that didn't make the news.
The Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Here he is.
Hello. I love that intro. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Did you pee in my milkshake, Hamish?
Yeah, well, you know. Wouldn't be the worst thing I've ever tasted. Okay, so look, first off, I'll blunder into a little controversy here, but it's well-intentioned. Don't at me.
Okay.
Is that what the kids say?
I don't think so.
Okay, whatever.
Look,
we're all familiar with what's happening in the US at the moment with, you know, destruction of controversial monuments associated with slavery and the Confederacy. Well, one of the statues that was destroyed has actually resulted in a pretty extraordinary discovery. Workers dismantling this Confederate monument in North Carolina have discovered a time capsule hidden in the base of the statue. Love a good time capsule. They contained items belonging to none other than General Robert E. Lee, the commanding general of the Confederate forces. Now, in this box, rusty old box, contained a strand of hair from one of his horses, a bunch of songbooks, a flag, a sketchbook that he used to sketch some of his generals, and Lee's dress uniform buttons as well, too, which are pretty ornate. But and of course, these are all going to go into a museum.
Fascinating.
Probably at a less sensitive time than at the moment. But
wouldn't it be great if they cloned the horse from that strand of hair? I'd love that.
That'd be pretty amazing. I don't know if they can do it from a strand of hair.
Yeah, surely. They can clone a sheep. They can.
Jade knows about it.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, well, I think it's just extraordinary that we wouldn't have known about it. It's been buried there since the 1860s.
Jeez.
And no one had any idea it was down there as well, too.
Fascinating stuff.
To think they were waiting for this moment in time.
Yeah, and it probably would never have been discovered had it not been torn down. So there you go. And a study into monkeys has found, this is fascinating, it's found that they prefer to cradle their babies in their left arms at almost exactly the same rate as humans do. Humans tend to cradle their babies in their left arms. They think it's because it makes them closer to their left eye, which is controlled by the right hemisphere of the brain, which is the emotion processing centre. So they reckon that by holding the baby in the left arm helps them perceive emotions and facial expressions from their baby.
That's fascinating.
You know what? That makes sense. I do that with my chihuahuas.
There you go. Interestingly, it's more interestingly too, human mothers who suffer from postnatal depression, yeah. a study found that they tend to hold their babies in their right arms, which is also what monkeys do if they're under pressure from their troop, their societal group. So there you go.
That's so
Isn't that interesting? That is fascinating.
Now, just I was doing a bit of research now, just quickly Googling whether monkeys, primates, are right-hand dominant like humans are. And it turns out that they, a lot of their tasks, they need two hands.
Mm-hmm.
However, chimps and bonobos and gorillas are shown to be right-hand dominant, whereas orangutans are left-hand dominant.
Right. This particular study was about baboons. So, which are old-world monkeys, not apes. So, yeah, isn't it fascinating? Yeah.
We live and we learn.
Thanks, Amy.
That's all right. Don't you feel
a little bit of science
to end the day on that?
Absolutely.
Raises the level of the quality of the show, doesn't it?
I don't know if it qualifies as quirky or interesting, but I find it interesting.
It is very interesting. Thank you, Hamish, for that. That's us done. No more deliveries for Jay today. We're not lifting anything. Back to the gym today, Jay.
Back to the gym. Back to the gym. Yes, we are.
And then what, as you said, there was one quick plant one to pick up afterwards.
No. So one. Is that okay, Maddie?
Yeah, that's fun.
It's just a quick one.
I've got my lifts for the week. I'm set.
Yep.
Job done.
That's it.
Very good. Jackson, 105 commercial free. What's on the way, friends?
Good morning.
Hi.
The 1975.
Love this song. Crevo, not so much.
A bit less. Feels a bit retro for me.
Oh, I like vibe.
I like the retro vibe. I feel like I'm going to a bar in, like, London late at night and it's raining on me and I'm sad because everything's brown and dull. Bryan Adams as well. I don't know if you've seen him perform this one with Taylor Swift, but it's amazing.
No.
Very good.
YouTube that today. It's really good.
There's a little homework for us.
And Ricky Lee was great when she joined U3.
She was. Good chat. Last night, I think.
Have you come around to this one, Jade?
I haven't heard it enough yet. I think the only time I've heard it is like little snippets like this. I haven't listened to it.
Oh, well, there's some more homework for you.
Very good. Thank you, Jackson. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. And don't forget, keep it locked on UFM at work all day because we have more chances to score yourself those incredible school holiday passes with heads or tails.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.